This is Kaya Biz
with Gulet Umfupi.
On the street, on the air.
On Kaya 959.
8 minutes to go before 8 o'clock. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. We're now going to talk about the concerns around increased fraud, especially when it comes to the insurance space. So, are you one of those South Africans? You've got sufficient insurance cover for some of your items, right? But then you decide, hold on, not only is this particular item damaged, but let me see if I can also state and quote for this and for that and the other. And this all speaks to the research that has been conducted by FICO, which gives us some insight into how financial services institutions consider their fraud teams to be necessary overhead to cut fraudulent costs in South Africa and claims that we've witnessed. To tell us more, we join on the line by Gareth Williams to give us some insight and detail. Gareth, thank you so much for your time this evening.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Fantastic. I think first things first, Gareth, maybe let's pick up on the analytics that we see coming out of FICO, which actually show that fraudulent protection is a key requirement for many financial services institutions.
Yeah, so this is one of the things that we covered in a recent survey. And I think it's really interesting that consumers in South Africa see that fraud protection is more important than most other factors, including things like value for money. So clearly, fraud protection is a really key thing. What we've seen other banks around the world do is to really push on this message to help their customers feel really safe and looked after. So, for example, over the last few weeks, we've seen banks in the UK have used like the Halloween theme to tell stories about how consumers can protect themselves, and even some really funny adverts. Actually, I would suggest everyone looks on YouTube. The Bank Santander had an advert recently about scammer pants that were special trousers that could detect a scam.
Oh, interesting. And help us understand, you know, some of the insights that are shared from this particular report and, you know, how they speak to what we see being prevalent in the market overall.
Sorry, I lost you then.
If you can share insight and detail on the report and what it tells us about what's prevalent in the local market.
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually conducted a survey in 14 different countries, and South Africa was one of them. It's a very important market for us. And we looked at consumer trends across a number of things. So we were looking at what is most important from a bank's point of view or a financial institution. As I mentioned, fraud protection is very important for consumers. But what we also looked at was how the current economy is maybe changing people's perceptions and even driving people to exaggerate claims, for example. So one of the things that we saw was that around 40% of South Africans think that it's either acceptable in some circumstances or even normal behavior to exaggerate an insurance claim or to exaggerate income on an application for credit.
Oh, boy. So that's quite concerning. Is there any reason why individuals do lie on some of these claims?
So this is something that we've seen as a trend emerging around the world. And I think when you look at the kind of cost of living crises that many countries are facing, that can often drive people almost in desperation to exaggerate. So whether that be an insurance claim or an application for credit, you know, some people are very credit hungry at the moment, and they think that maybe exaggerating their income, for example, will increase their chances of getting the loan approved.
Is this part of, I guess, a dynamic post the pandemic where individuals feel as though they've been hard done by? So maybe their insurance cover needs to work a little harder for them, which just leads them to lie.
Yeah, it's certainly something that we've seen happen before. And as I say, I think that the underlying economy often drives these kinds of behaviours. One of the things we saw was that actually the older age groups, when we looked into this survey, were actually more likely to exaggerate an insurance claim. And so maybe you could say that these are people that have been paying premiums for a long, long time and think it's time for some payback, maybe. Mm. But I think what's important to think is that, you know, these people are actually committing fraud. So whilst it might sound like an okay thing to do, the consequences could be really serious.
Let's talk about those consequences. What are they? And are financial institutions looking to either blacklist or, I guess, you know, hold individuals to account?
Yeah, so I think, you know, it's partly a bank's duty to hold people to account where fraud is very clear. But even in those cases where it's unclear, the consequences for a consumer can be really serious. So, you know, if I were to exaggerate my income when I was applying for a loan, for example, well, maybe that now means that I'm going to be approved for a loan where otherwise it would have been declined. And actually, the banks are trying to look out for people that are applying for these loans to make sure that they're not overextended. You know, the banks want to make sure that if they're lending money, then people will be able to afford to pay back. And so what situation this can lead to is that consumers maybe borrow more than they can really afford to repay. And either the action is that, you know, the bank detects that this was a fraud, that the person was exaggerating the claim. Or otherwise, you know, you've got a customer who's now in financial difficulty because they've borrowed more than they can afford to pay back. So either way, I think the consequences are serious.
Yeah, definitely. What do we as consumers need to learn about this, I guess, just in terms of managing our claims and claims process more effectively?
Yeah, so I think, you know, honestly, it's the best policy, right? So, you know, when we're applying for you know, whether it's a cell phone or a mortgage or a bank loan, you've got to realise that the banks are trying to look out for your best interests. So, you know, by using honest information, you'll get the right kind of service from a bank.
Got you. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Gareth. We'll have to leave it there for today due to time constraints, but really appreciative of the insight that you've shared with us and the harsh realities of how what we think is a little fib can actually have key consequences for our relationship with our insurance providers. Thanks again for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
It's Gareth Williams joining us there to tell us more about the FICO research that shows how 42% of South Africans believe it's okay to exaggerate your insurance claims. As we've heard, it's absolutely not okay to do so. There are some consequences that could be felt for you. So just be honest. If your vehicle is worth 200,000 rand and you're trying to claim for damages, don't over-exaggerate the claim. Make sure that it does fit in line with what you essentially had it covered for. Don't lie about your income as well as other circumstances just to get more out of the claim. Even though we know we live in tough economic times, honesty is the best policy. It's exactly 8 o'clock. It's been a pleasure being with you the last 2 hours. And let's hope that we're able to wrap up the month of November on a favorable note. We're back again tomorrow between 6 and 8 o'clock.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.